kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Music from around the world here on Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Доверься мне в главном, не верь во всем остальном. Не правда ли славно, что кто-то пошел за вином? Остался лишь первый месяц, но это пустяк. Когда я был младше, я не знал, что может быть так. Они стоят, как камни в лесу, но кто подаст им знак? Музыка серебряных спиц, музыка серебряных спиц, музыка серебряных спиц, мы ждали так долго, что может быть глупее, чем ждать. Смотри мне в глаза, скажи мне, могу ли я лгать? И я отлучаюсь, я клянусь на упавшей звезде. Я знаю тропинку, ведущую к самой воде. И те, что смеются среди ветвей, им будет на что глядеть. Под музыку серебряных спиц, под музыку серебряных спиц, о, музыка серебряных спиц, Я где-то читал о людях, что спят по ночам, ты можешь смеяться, клянусь, я читал это сам.
Listening to Audible Sounds, and today on the show, we're going around the world. We got cumbia from Argentina, Afro rock from Zimbabwe, West Indian Gawauka music, Italian disco, Portuguese psych rock, and Bollywood-inspired funk from Australia. I'd love to stay and tell you more, but this next track is too damn good. I just can't. Don't believe me? Well then.
Listen. Cuando suene la guitarra, cuando, debí pues saber. We'll be right back.
So good. Okay, now it's over. I guess I should go back to doing my job. Who was that? Why, that was Patricia Ferreira singing Cuando Cuando, club remix by the Avener and Waldeck. You're listening to Audible Sounds, by the way, and today we got a host of musical surprises from around the world. We open the show with French-named Afro-rock-inspired artist Collignon from Portugal with their track Bicicleta, which means bicycle. Speaking of bicycles, after them we have the track Music of Silver Spokes by Russian artist Aquarium off of the album Radio Africa. This is our next artist playing beneath me from Melbourne, Australia. This is Glass Beans with Snake Oil off of the album Mahal. You know, as in Taj Mahal. That's right, it's Indian-inspired music from Australia. In fact, on their Bandcamp page, frontman Rahan Silva cites inspiration from the 2002 live concert For George, a tribute to George Harrison performed in collaboration with Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, and the great Ravi Shankar. I'm sure you're picking up on a theme of cross-cultural exchange, and that's because it turns out that world music encompasses far more than the simple music from a specific place, and more accurately describes a discourse between cultures of a certain time and place. Let's hope the sitar added weight to whatever that was. In any case, one more time, that's Snake Oil from Glass Beans. Hope you enjoy.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan option. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Disorder is a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, the right to dissent, and practices of the U.S. government. Monday, 7 to 8 a.m.
casa. Tu sai eu ver, babie. Tu sai eu pão, babie. Tu sai eu zi, babie. Nous j'ai fait des si mal à notre appui. Babie, nous n'y ont l'origine. Mais si donc nous avons qu'à faire business. Babie, nous n'y ont l'origine. Mais si donc nous avons qu'à faire business.
Listening to Audible Sounds, we're officially halfway through the show. And who was that we just heard from? Why, from Guadalupe, that was Cecilia Waugh with her song Demonage off of the album Facade. Before her, we had Zimbabwe artist Usman Kuyate with a track whose name I can't quite pronounce but comes courtesy of the label Analog Africa off of their latest release, Analog Africa Limited Dance Edition number 18. Up next, we got Liese and the New Love Experience from São Paulo, Brazil. This is Se Segura, or Be Safe.
Segura, segura, segura. Olha os moleques. Vive la Moc.
Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in, hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Vive la Moc, Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to Audible Sounds. This is the call of a Corythosaurus, a genus of hadrosaurid or duck-billed dinosaur from the late Cretaceous period, behind me. Don't believe me? Well, believe it, because what you are hearing is the sound of the dinosaur choir, the invention of Courtney Brown, an associate professor at Southern Methodist University and semi-finalist at the 2025 Guthman Musical Instrument Competition. And get this, she 3D printed a dinosaur skull and turned it into a musical instrument. In fact, why don't we let her explain it?
Dinosaur Choir allows gallery visitors and musicians to give life to an extinct dinosaur. Participants blow into a microphone, activating the dinosaur computational vocal box, which produces a sounding vocalization resonating through the dinosaur's nasal passages and skull. I became interested in dinosaur sound when I went to a New Mexico museum and I heard the sound of a Parasaurolophilus, another duck-billed hadrosaur with a large hollow crest. You could press a button and then hear the sound. Dinosaur Choir allows gallery visitors and musicians to give life to an extinct dinosaur. Participants blow into a microphone, activating the dinosaur computational vocal box, which produces a sounding vocalization resonating through the dinosaur's nasal passages and skull. I became interested in dinosaur sound when I went to a New Mexico museum and I heard the sound of a Parasaurolophilus, another duck-billed hadrosaur with a large hollow crest. You could press a button and then hear the sound. I realized then that dinosaurs could have been singers like me. I fell in love. However, as a musician, that's not how I make sound. As a vocalist, I use my breath, and dinosaurs probably did as well. So I decided to create an instrument allowing more authentic embodied experience of vocalization. My first project was RAR, a study in sonic skulls. I recreated the skull of a Corythosaurus, another Lambeosaurine hadrosaur. Currently, musicians can drive sound outcomes via mouth shape and breath.
Stick around, we got more world music right here at Audible Sound.
kunna cheba min kono kuma te folinya na kuma te kunna cheba min kono kuma te folinya na baroro kuma te kunna cheba min kono kuma te folinya ba uye nyimba di amomina kote kuyalira nyimba di amomina kote kuyala olola ado nyimba di amomina kote kuyala odila erde ame bonite ado mbara di abe erde abara sabati nyenye bekalo lajine erde ame lonite ala ado mbara nyine sabati iba kuma pote nyela oye kuma de surunya alo ba kuma pote nyela inyente kuma de surunya mo ba kuma pote nyela oye kuma de surunya imandi la mame atila lila kokoma imandi la mame atila lila kokoma mo mandi la mame atila lila kokoma
so much for listening to Audible Sounds. And that was a double dose of La Lone with Alcran and La Tijera. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Monday at 4 p.m. right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.